Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, we have made it to the last 10 days of Ramadan. And so I start tonight with what we always start with, which is Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of God, most compassionate, most merciful. Thank you, Allah, for bringing us together. And thank you for the beautiful recitation from Sheikh Asim and Dr. Khalali. We are blessed to come together tonight, and I am excited to be with you all in community. I have been missing you, and it is a blessing to be with you in this way. And it's a blessing also that we are completing the 21st day of fasting today. And alhamdulillah, we are in the final 10 days of Ramadan. It goes by so quickly and so slowly at the same time. And each third of Ramadan, as you might know, has a particular focus. The first third is the focus on mercy. The middle third is a focus on forgiveness. And the last third is a focus on a protection from eternal punishment. Each of these three themes are addressed in the juz that was read tonight. And that's what I will be talking about. And I'm just going to focus in on a few verses that really stood out to me as I was reading through the juz, and that really resonated deeply for our times, and it made me ask myself some good questions. So this juz starts in Surah Al-Ahzab and continues through Surah Al-Saba, Surah Al-Fatir, and ends with the first portion of Surah Al-Yasin. So it's expansive, and it includes a lot of verses from the Medinan period, and its emphasis on community building and mutual coexistence. And tonight I want to focus on these two sets of ayahs because they touch on first the metaphor of light, and secondly the idea of the trust that Allah has placed upon us as human beings. So let's go to the first verses. Some of you who are with us might be in my class. I'm teaching a class with the Islamic Center on the Sira. It's called Prophet Muhammad, A Life of Light. And we have been focusing on his life, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May peace and blessings be upon him and his family and all those who came after him. We've been focusing on this metaphor of light because what does it mean to live our lives in the spirit of spreading light? And I was tickled to see that verses in this juz connected to this light theme. So these verses are from Surah Al-Ahzab. Both sets of verses I'm going to talk about are from Surah Al-Ahzab, which is the beginning portion of this juz. The first set of verses is from 41 to 43, and you have the Arabic there available, hopefully, on the screen. I'm not an Arabic speaker, so for those of you who would like to see the Arabic, it's available to you there. The English translation that is there is, O you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, most compassionate, most merciful. O you who believe, remember Allah with frequent remembrance, and glorify Him morning and evening. It is He who reaches out to you and His angels to bring you out of darkness into the light, and He is ever merciful towards the believers. The greeting on, and then it goes on to the greeting on that day when you meet Him is peace. This metaphor that's right in the middle of what is Islam all about? What is the purpose of Islam? Why did Islam come to humanity? To bring people from darkness to light. And I imagine now in the last 10 days of Ramadan, these are the days in which our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat in a cave in meditation, in deep silence, in deep looking for some sort of knowledge, some knowing, and connecting to the higher power, whether he called it Allah or not. And in that time, he was literally sitting in darkness, probably, maybe minus a candle. And imagine the glory of the light that filled all of his eyesight when he was visited by Angel Jibreel with the glory of Allah's message. And it brought him instantly from a literal moment of darkness into a lifetime and an eternity of light. And with that, set him up for a journey to be a beacon of light, which is what we are going to talk about in the second portion. I also want to stress here that in Ayah 41, it says, Allah tells us, remembering God with unceasing remembrance and extol His limitless glory from morning till evening. And that's what we're called upon to do, especially during these last 10 days, is wherever you can sneak it in, is to do your dhikr, to to have Allah in your heart, on your mind, and to make it all encompassing, because this is a particularly special time when the first verses of the Quran were revealed to our beloved prophet and changed the course of history. So we should lean into that. Okay, so that is the first verse. Then let's go to verses 44 to 46. In 44 to 46, here Allah says, well, I'm going to wait for them to get to 46. Here we go. Thank you. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O Prophet, we have sent you as a witness and a bearer of good news and a warner and a caller towards Allah by his leave and an illuminating beacon. And give the believers the good news that for them is a great reward. And do not obey the blasphemers and the hypocrites and ignore their insults and rely on Allah. Allah is a sufficient protector. What beautiful words Allah gives us. And right in the middle of these words is this beautiful description of what the Prophet's purpose was, which was to be a beacon of light, that he was an illuminator, an illuminating beacon, and that if his life served this kind of purpose and that we are supposed to follow his sunnah, we should ask ourselves, what kind of light is emanating from our lives? How much light are we taking in and how much light are we spreading? Because that's the quote, that's the one of the essences of Islam that we are, we're all striving for. And Allah knows we all need it now, especially in these times. So that's the first set of verses. Now we're going to scroll to ayahs 70 to 73 in the same Surah Al-Ahzab. And the second set of verses was brought to my attention actually by a student in the Sirah class, the A Life of Light class, just this very morning. His name is Jason, and Jason and I have known each other since he was an intern at MPAC, the Muslim Public Affairs Council, and he brought light into my darkness by sharing an ayah that I had not been familiar with before, as many times as I would like to believe I have read the Quran. So here are these verses, and they speak to what the amana, the trust is that Allah puts upon us and that we have opted into. So it says, Allah says, in the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, O you who believe, be conscious of Allah and speak in a straightforward manner. And will forgive you your sins. Whoever obeys Allah and his messenger has won a great victory. And we offer the trust to the heavens. We offered the trust to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, but they refused to bear it and were apprehensive of it. But the human being accepted it. He was unfair and ignorant. Allah will punish the hypocrites, men and women, and the idolaters, men and women. And Allah will redeem the believers, men and women. Allah is ever forgiving, most merciful. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, ayah 72, where Allah tells us that that Allah offered the trust, the amana, directly to the heavens and the earth and the mountains, to another version of his creation. He offered amana, which is understood in many of the tafsirs to be critical thinking, critical reasoning, and a rationale, and free will. Like all of these, the core things that make us human, he offered it first to the earth itself, and the earth turned it down. The earth said, no, thank you. And that's truly remarkable, because why did they say no, thank you? Because they were apprehensive of it. They saw the huge responsibility of free will, that what came with it, and the distractions that potentially would be wrapped up into it. So, and Allah says that in other translations, and Arabic speakers might know more details here, but in other translations, the unfair and ignorant language is replaced by foolish and most prone to wickedness, and that this is the characterization of humanity. And so Allah, what I read into these verses is that Allah knows us, of course, better than we know ourselves, and that we are flawed inherently, but that also that human beings opted in, said yes to the amana, partly because we were blind. We weren't fully aware of the enormity of the task in the way that the earth was. And so Allah then reminds us to turn to Allah and His mercy, and that He also reminds us that He provides forgiveness and grace upon the believers. And I love that this verse ends up with the duality of men and women, both the identifying the hypocrites, men and women, the idolaters, men and women, and the believers, men and women. And for me, these verses really, they really call to us to think about how are we handling the amana that was given to us, this trust. We were given free will as a gift and also as a test. We were given critical reasoning, our minds, and our ability to make decisions for a reason. And how are we using that trust that was put in us? And I tie these sets of verses together to think about how we are using the amana that was placed on us, and that we as humanity have accepted. This is a huge task for us to undertake. So during these last 10 days of Ramadan, sisters and brothers, I'm grateful that I have the chance to dig so deeply into this juz and renew my intentions and gain a whole new layer of insight and questions. Was first revealed to Prophet. As I close up, I want to make a quick dua that Allah, Ya Allah, you help us to uphold the amana of humanity by remembering you throughout the day, inside and outside of our formal prayers, by speaking truthfully and justly in a straightforward manner as you have asked of us, and that we can be forgiving of ourselves and forgiving of people as we hope that you, Allah, will be forgiving towards us, and that you will save us from eternal punishment and with your mercy and your forgiveness and your grace. So I finish by saying Assalamu Alaikum, and I look forward to seeing you all soon.